Let's go to the news line this morning, and joining us from El Paso County Public Health is Haley Zachary. She's an epidemiologist with a communicable disease and tuberculosis program. And good morning, Haley.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. And once again, it seems like Colorado is topping the list of states that's having a bad flu season.
Yeah, we certainly are. I can say that flu is definitely ramping up, but we have seen less cases than we did this time last year. So, you know, the one predictable thing about flu is that it's unpredictable. So here we go.
Yeah, right. And we know there have been a number of hospitalizations so far this year. Are we heading into the months where flu gets worse?
Yeah, so the health department tracks hospitalized influenza, like you said, and we consider flu season from about the end of September all the way through May. But here in El Paso County, we tend to see higher amounts of influenza towards the end of December going through January, and so we are right at that mile marker to see that increase.
Any ideas why Colorado is so high on the list? Is it, have you guys looked into the research into that?
You know, every year it's different, and every year flu tends to hit different populations in different ways, and that could lead to severity. You know, and so there's a lot of different factors that go into it, including, you know, the health of your population overall, the strain that's circulating, and how people are interacting with one another. So unfortunately, it's not one of those easy answers. There's a bunch of different facets that go into it. I can say that here in El Paso County, we're seeing what the rest of the nation is seeing, which is the populations that are most severely affected are those over 65 and those under the age of 5.
Well, does something, I'm just wondering if this has something to do with it, the lack of people who have gotten their flu shot.
You know, it's certainly possible. I will say that although the flu shot is fantastic, it doesn't always prevent illness. But what it does do is it can prevent the severity of illness. So although flu can be pretty severe for a lot of people, and the flu shot might not stop that people from getting sick, it can stop them from being hospitalized and even prevent deaths in those under the age of 18. So the flu shot is definitely going to be your primary way to prevent illness this year, as well as to lessen the severity.
And Haley, does El Paso County Public Health offer flu shots?
We absolutely do. If you want to give us a call here at 719-575-3220, we'd be happy to get you over to our immunizations department.
And I would imagine you would recommend that if people are not feeling well, try to stay home so you don't pass it around, wash your hands frequently, things like that.
Absolutely. So the big one's going to be get your flu shot, and we recommend doing that anytime flu is circulating within the community. But also staying home when you're sick. You know, nobody likes to share germs, and so certainly not going to work when you're not feeling well is going to be very helpful in preventing the spreading of illness. And then in addition to that, good respiratory hygiene, so covering your cough with, you know, your shirt or your elbow, not necessarily coughing into your hands. And I'm sorry, to get that flu shot here at the health department, that number is going to be 719-578-3199. Haven't had enough coffee this morning.
You know what? We've been up for a few hours, Haley, and we still haven't had enough coffee. Well, this is fantastic. And it, we know, Haley, and I know you guys watch the numbers here in El Paso County. We know, sadly, there's been a death in Pueblo County, young girl hospitalized up in Denver. Are we seeing some of those severe cases here in El Paso County?
So absolutely. Every year we do see severe cases. Fortunately, a lot of them don't turn out to be pediatric deaths, but those are reported to the health department, so we will know if that does happen. Again, those that we're seeing that are most severely affected are going to be those over the age of 65, those under 5, and also those with compromised immune systems. And strangely enough, when you're dealing with flu, that includes pregnant women. So if you're pregnant, get your flu shot.
Okay, perfect. Let's give that number one more time, Haley, for if folks are would like to get a flu shot.
It's 719-578-3199.
Haley Zachary, thank you so much. Epidemiologist with the Communicable Disease and Tuberculosis Program at El Paso County Public Health. Thank you so much for giving us that flu update this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
7:42 on KRDO Morning News.